We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Yud Ches, the middle of the halachas of Bishul of cooking on Shabbos, Sif Hey, on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, Amid Aleph. Says the Machab, Yesh Misha Amid Aleph. Those who say the Dovash Nefai Nitzla, something that's baked or roasted, as you continue to Talmud Beis to page 270, in Bishul Achikach B'Mashke, so it was baked or roasted, that means without liquid. Then if you cook it afterwards with a liquid, oh, Yesh B'Mishum Bishul. Then there is a problem about cooking. Although we said there's aim bishlach bishul, once you cook something, there's no violation. But this is that you did it with without liquid. Now you did it with liquid, that would be a problem about bishul. That's what some say. Vas leading pass, and you're not allowed to put bread, a fill of cliche, even into a secondary vessel, shayat ledes boy. So you have soup that you took directly out of, you poured from the pot into a bowl, you wouldn't be able to put your bread inside if it's shayat ledes boy, if it's so hot. Yesh matirin, those who permit agar says Ramah, that is bakli sheni, to put your bread in the secondary vessel. Yesh mikil, now those who lean after bakli rishon, even in the primary vessel. The custom is to initially be careful, shalei lead and pass, not to put bread, a fill of bakli sheni, even a secondary vessel. Because machi atzalad is by as long as it's hot, if it's poured off from the original hot pot, to put your bread in, even though the bread was already baked, that would be problematic. It says in Mishabrua, Sif Katan Mem. So he said that some say that something was baked or roasted, and bishle achkach b'mashke, if it was subsequently cooked in liquid, what it means to say is, shenusan b'kder, it was put in a pot, kishim is b'shelas and reitiv, that when it was cooked with juice, demnoistim b'mashkin tzainin, if you put it in cold liquid, typically, that the yesh b'mashim bishel, that would be a problem of cooking of or hamashkim because of the liquids. Mishmur is just explaining, it means you put in a pot that's cooking with roitiv. Because if you put in the cold liquid, then you would have a problem just for cooking of the liquids. So we're saying it's hot liquids, sivkat mem aleph. So there's a problem, sivkat mem aleph, because of mishum bishul, because of cooking. The avagab deim bishlacha bishul davyavish. This was coming to address, even though there's no cooking after cooking by something dry. Kamokam however yes bishlacha tzali. There's a problem about cooking after roasting. Even if it's still hot because of the roasting, so it's literally still hot, and then you go and you cook it with liquid, then it's going to be a problem. But then same thing is l'shita zo. According to this opinion, yes tzali achabishul. There's also a problem the other way around. If let's say you cooked something, which is you cook with a liquid, and then you go and you do it without liquid, that's roasting, that's also a problem. Because those are two different types of things. Lachin, therefore, also eat and dovish in this ba'ashal. So then we now put something that was cooked, eitzel eish bli reitiv, says the Magiram, this way sometimes you run into problems that people put things, let's say, that were cooked on top of the, let's say, the crock pot or whatever, and it's without any, let's say it's very hot, and it's without any liquid. So then you're going to be roasting after something that was cooked, says the Magen Avraham. Now, so there was the Magen Avraham. Therefore, us eating dovish in this bashal, it's actually right to be not put something that's cooked near the fire without gravy. Now, it's not necessarily near the fire. Anyway, that it can get roasted from the heat in the oven is a problem because now you're roasting after something that's cooked. Therefore, we have to be careful. Not to return meat that was cooked without gravy, but take a tanner into the oven, in a hot place where the hand could recoil. Meaning, if it was cooked and now you're putting it without gravy, that's a problem. Like the case I told you, that even if you're going to put on top of a pot that's separating, so it's not a problem about, let's say, chazara. But the problem is that you're doing tzali, you're doing roasting after that you cooked it. Now, according to everyone, ain't tzali achat tzali. No problem about roasting after roasting. So, b'davash anitzel, something that was already roasted, mutalit na'etzel eish, you'll have to put it near the fire, fill it in, it's done even if it cooled off. But much like Rav Nebuchadnezzar says, as long as you don't put it too close, conditionally over the chattis, that you don't come to stoke the coals, which that's its own independent problem, but chazara on Shabbos. And also you don't put on the floor of the oven. You have to have a separation of an empty vessel beneath it, just like some people do over the crock pot, that they put an empty vessel and they put something on top of that. That it shouldn't look like you're cooking. That's where it talks about the lachas of chazara. But then something is about fiyah kagav, and something is regarding baking. The same thing. There's no baking after baking. So it's only a problem about these two different processes of cooking and roasting slash baking. One's with liquid, one's without. That you can't do, even though it's already cooked or roasted already before. Sivkat membeis. So the Mechaber continued. He said, "Vaslitin pas v'chulu." You not only place bread, even in the cliche nishiyatz leds, but according to this opinion. Now, Hayzav is adding another. He's adding on another halacha. Vatam, what's the reason for this? The Sri little days. This opinion holds. Yesh dvarim shem is bashma filled with cliche nishiyatz. Things that get cooked, even in a secondary vessel, they should be rakim because they're soft. This is very important because this is very relevant for the whole cliche thing. They ain't on the bikim. We're not so well acquainted. What's what? Okay, therefore, he's some less elite and pasta offered to rakim. So this opinion holds. They add it on to say it's forbidden to put the baked bread, which is soft, a little bit cliche, even into a secondary vessel, which I was baked already. So there's two things. There's that first halacha that something that was baked that's without liquid. Now it's going to be a problem about cooking. And second of all, even in the krisheni, because it's soft. But then the same thing is, according to this opinion, yishlach manami, what should us be stringent b'shar dvarim, but other things, shleilit in the krisheni, not to put into a secondary vessel, which the Shara Tzinoi Samaches says, except for water and oil, as we'll see later on this simon. But everything else, you have to be careful. This like just blew away the whole klisheni thing, which essentially klisheni is something that you have no problem about, Bishul. Just said, no, we don't know. This might be one of those things that are easily what's called Kali Bishul, easily cooked. Finally, come on, Siftez, or this tablin, and Siftez, we're running spices. Sivkot Mem Gimel. Now, but yes, there are those who are matir me klisheni, as Rama adds on those words. Asrilu, they hold no, they ain't klisheni mevash mashem dava. A secondary vessel doesn't cook anything. A first primary vessel, whether on the fire or off the fire, could cook. But once you pour it over to something else, it's not going to cook. That's the machlekes. Sivkot Mem Dalad. Now, there are more bread. Now, those who are lenient are filled with kli rishon, that you let them put the bread even into a primary vessel. Asrilu, they hold the ain't shayekshim bishel. It doesn't apply the title of cooking, achar fiyo itzliya, after baking or roasting. But then lepach, same thing is the other way around. But then Rama said, Sivkot Mem Hei, the Nogul Izar Bukhulu, the custom is to be careful initially not to put bread even into a klisheni, as long as Yatzalat by Pirish. So this is where you have the big, you know, croutons in the soup and whatever, and the bread in the soup. We don't put bread, but marak, shalat shalant, in the chalant soup. If you pour it over from the pot straight into a bowl, then you shouldn't put your bread in there. For sure you should be careful, not to pour in them from the klirishon. So in other words, if you have the bread or the croutons already in, not to pour into the bowl, you grabbed already the what's that bread called again? By the chasnas, has the oil and the whatever, the type of bread. What? Garlic bread. You grabbed it first, and it's in your bowl already, and they're pouring out of the bowl. That's for sure you shouldn't do, that they shouldn't pour from the klirishon. Now, v'oisim shachaitchem abitzalam, those who cut the onions, the noisim teichem arak b'ka'ara, so some people, let's say, in their chalant or whatever, they want to have these onions, and they put it into the soup in their plate, lo'isim, they shouldn't put it, rakachu shalitiyah atzaletz b'amarak. They should make sure that the soup to the chalant is not so hot, and which the Shara Tzinoi Samech Tes brings this from the Taz. It says, even though Mogen Avraham sounds like that he holds that onions are not, they're halachas like spices. He says, look at the Shabbos that he rejects it. The Mogen Avraham, there's no riot that he disagrees on the Taz, rather did, if it doesn't hold like their aim, not to say it's forbidden because it looks like Mabashal. And also besides, he says, many Gedolim, they paskin like the Taz, so they have to be careful regarding these onions. He said, because the Melechem says, the Mishnah brought my bread, yes, cool, there's a leak in Zimach, which is not because it's already baked. The Velochim is our man, even so they're careful with this klisheni. Koshkin with some to shore with onions or chocolate, you have to be careful. We don't know what's called soft or like we said. So onions might be what's called Kali Abishal, and there might be a problem about they could be cooked in this secondary vessel that is your own private serving bowl. But not like we said, but Koshkin for sure, according to what the custom is, that people put onions into a cooked dish with Dvar Gush, which is a solid. This is actually very practical. That happens a lot, where people have these spices. Spices are oftentimes raw, and they might very easily be in the category of these Kali Abishal, where the yes place in the same, the halachic authorities that hold the dev a gush, a solid shemundach beklishen is placed into a secondary vessel, dinika klirishin. They have a halacha like a primary vessel, because the whole halacha of klishen is because the liquid takes on the status of the wall. A solid that stays stationary, that doesn't necessarily mix with the wall, is going to stay, retain its heat, according to many, even in the klisheni. So now you like have the status of a klirishin to show you can't mix in these onions or whatever spices you're putting in. But filim yamtin, even if it's in a way that shia marak shabakara, that the soup in the plate ain't a yatzaledes boy, is not so hot. You have to be careful that it shouldn't pour afterwards al shiuri b'tzalim shlish bakara on the leftover onions that remain in the plate. Because let's say the guy finished, but he still has some more onions left. He's like, okay, let me pour more from the soup in the pot. But if it's still that hot, because the pouring will cook like a Peelsworth, like we say later on. So that's a biblical concern. Some people have a custom. They make chamen, which is the term for like, you know, hot stuff, chalen, but they make from animals' feet. They make like the galarat, the pacha, lach the chatichas pas bekli. They cut a piece of bread in a vessel. Then they pour this like gala, this hot gala, from the animal's feet on top of them. The klirishim from the first vessel, they take it from the pot and they pour it onto the bread. Might be very tasty, but they're not doing well halachically. Even if they're not even going to put the bread first, but it is more geschmack to have the bread there and then you soak it like those rocky road, like the eggs that you pour on the bread and get soaked with it. But even if they don't put in first, that they first pour this gravy in first, they should make it into a secondary vessel. And the Kasra Amar writes, the Ishtazarb is the one that's to be careful regarding this. Would even a cliche in the Rama said not to put the bread in. Elam rates elite and paz, rather says the Mishnah, if he wants to put in bread, Yamdin has to win actually, yeah, it's let's bamrak that the soup is not so hot. At the minimum, Yishav Bekavman, this is actually where sometimes you have a leniency regarding our soups, that there is a problem with these. Could be with croutons and bread, whatever, like we're talking about this halacha, halacha, that people put their bread in, that could be a problem. So at least, remember, he said you should draw with a spoon from the pot. So what happens is, by us, we're not going straight from the pot, oftentimes, to that bowl. It's the ladle, that's a klisheni, that's pouring into your bowl, that's a klishlishi. Ah, okay, kedishtia kar klishlishi, then the plate is a tertiary bowl, which is not a problem. You want to put spices, onions, and garlic into this hot stuff. But these are my last game. For sure, a person should be able to do this. Because the person is going to pour on them from a primary vessel that's that hot, that the hand would recoil. Now there's a concern of a primary malach, which obviously you have to make sure that the ladle doesn't stay in, because then some say that becomes a klirishin. Where Ramah had said that the minig is to be careful liketchila b'chulu initially, but that's what he said. But the but after the fact, I feel the klirishin even the primary vessel ain't less if you put bread or croutons into the pot of soup we don't make it forbidden. The yeshlis mecha yeshmekim we rely on the yeshmekim that hold that even the klirishin is not a problem because it was already baked. Sivkad mem zayin, but initially one should be careful not to put bread. I feel the cliche, and even the secondary vessel now, but klishlishi in the third vessel. But Sada Prima God Sivkat Laman Hey Lahakal, he's inclined that you could be lenient. I am Shem look over there. Sivkat Memchas, that as Kalzman, she gets letters by that one should be careful not to put even a cliche in as long as it's that hot, that the hand would require. I'm a Chayyad and Shakasa will claim that he rests to Echish. Ayad Nichvitz by is also a huge Chiddish, a huge Chumrah. The Chayyad says that it's so hot that the hand would get singed, would get burned from it, not just recoil. According to everyone, would cook even in a secondary vessel. That's something that, even though it's already a klisheni, so maybe it wouldn't be a problem with yatzeledes, but it would be a problem about what the chayon is calling that yat nichves, that it's that hot, and that it has a greater level of stringency.
Mechaber brought down those who say that something that was already baked, etc., that there is a problem about bishul after that. So it says, look at Mishpura Sipkot Nemalev, that the same thing is that there's also roasting after cooking. It says, look at Primogam, there being some Gemara Pesachim of Nemalev, that it doesn't nullify the name of the original bishul, and what comes out from this is that you're allowed to soak it in warm water on Shabbos. So what it means to say is that, let's say you roasted something after you really cooked it on before Shabbos, it remains like any cooked thing that you can still soak it in hot water on Shabbos. It doesn't remove the original bishul. Now it seems the same thing would be according to him that let's you cooked after it was roasted, that's mutter on Shabbos, to put it without gravy in the oven, even though it's going to be roasting, because you didn't lose the original name of roasting from it. Because the Re'em, Rebbe Elazar Mitz, equates them to each other. However, says the Be'er Halacha, according to humble understanding, the Halacha of Be'er is not necessarily the case, because although it's obvious over there that it does not lose its original name, but the second name, for sure, is there. And for sure, you could say that now it's considered Bishul HaChatzali. You're cooking after the roasting. However, it says what it seems to my humble understanding is that when you cook and then you roast on Erev Shabbos, that you're allowed to put it in the oven on Shabbos, because the last action is more established, and therefore that would be considered Tzali HaChatzali, which would not be a problem and would not be a violation. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 57. No, so actually, dirshu number 59. To put black coffee in a kli sheni that's yatzal ledes, this girl holds that's forbidden, because since the roasting that they did for the coffee beans is only considered sli as roasting, and when you put it into the water, it's considered like cooking after sli. And that's when Shabbos Alotzin, he adds on that since after it's roasting, it's not fit yet to eat, because if you put it in cold water, the beverage is not going to be fit to drink. So therefore, it's forbidden to put it in the kli sheni, because that's where it's going to finish its bishul, its cooking. Now, regarding frying in the pan, in Simkov Samaches Simkov Nonvav Mishmer writes regarding the Birchas Hanenin, if in the words of the Magen Rambam, it sounds like that this is not considered as cooking. But regarding, according to the other Achrayim, they hold that no, there's no hechuch that should be the halacha. However, regarding frying that's done in the pan with a little oil so that it doesn't burn the food, so he writes over there that that's not considered as frying. It's considered like baking. Shmuel Shabalevi writes that not to put these croutons that are fried in the pan in a klisheni, because that would be considered bishul achatigun, a cooking after frying, but to put in a klishlishi, that's permitted. Now look at the next note. Frying, deep oil, deep frying, sometimes on rice, that's considered bishul as cooking, and that's a bin obli yashiv, and in the and they're permitted, according to their opinion, to put those croutons into hot soup, because the norm is that fry them beforehand in deep frying, in deep oil. And Shubhashi Balevi writes that even though Meikar Adin, that would be permitted. However, there is room to be stringent, because since the ways of manufacturing are always susceptible to change, and if they change, people are not going to know that the halacha changed. Dish number 60. In Bi'ar Halacha, later on, Siftes Vav Damascus Behu, he asked, and in Shulchan Aruch over there, he says him that it's permitted to put a Dabi Yavash Mabushal, something that was a dry, cooked item, opposite the fire, so that it could get warmed up, even though that seemingly it'll get roasted through that. And it remains with a tzarachim. I could take cooked chicken and put it over there. The Chaznesh answered that since the food that's put in such a way is not receiving the taste literally of roasting, it's just getting a little bit dry, that placing is not considered as roasting. And that's what Shlomo Zalman writes, that you're allowed to put a donut that was fried in oil on top of the hot water kettle, let's say, to get heated, and that's not considered like roasting after baking, because it doesn't really change the taste through that. So to regarding pot roast, Chaznish writes, it's possible it's not considered as roasting only like cooking, and only roasting on coals or on the spit, that's considered as roasting regarding this. That's a Kavachim writes, that slikader, pot roast is considered like cooking. Just number 61, roasting after baking, the Master Shekel writes in the Pidin Magid Ram, that's permitted, Pibugodim writes that it's oster. So are they different or are they the same? They're both without liquid. Regarding making toast on Shabbos, by putting it near the fire or on top of a pot that's on the fire, Chuvas Olitzin writes that even though the halacha is not like the words of the Chuvas Rav Palm that writes that if you make toast, you have a makabe patish because the halacha is there's no tikkun by oichlin. However, one should not do this on Shabbos because it's similar to roasting after baking because you're changing the challah to toast. And that's a brought in Kavachayim named Chuvas Arich Latzatik. On the other hand, in Sefer Torah, sounds like that you let it make toast on Shabbos. That's an opinion of Reskarel, it's Shlomo Zalman, that writes that's logical, that but Lamaisa, he is stringent regarding it. Dish number 62, regarding an egg, Mishmur writes in Simshon Chav Aleph that when you put it in the beverage that's called barsht, in the klisheni, so that to give it some color, that's not forbidden because of bishul, only if the barsht is very vinegary. Look in Mar Shabbos from Dayan Fisher. However, the Chaznish writes that brought in the Mar Shabbos of Lamed Chesem, a base, that a cooked egg, an egg cooks very easily, and therefore it's prohibited in Ikar Din to put in the klisheni. That's a brought in Chayodim, Kitzitz HaShulchan, the Shavitz HaShabbos, not to put in a Kli Sheni. That's a Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, he adds on, not to put a Roh Egg, even a Kli Shlishi, if the water is very hot, because since we see with our own eyes, or our own senses, that the egg cooks over there, and that's also been a little Yashim. Not to drink a hot beverage at a time when there's food in your mouth, that it's from the Kali Bishol, and this girl holds that it's permitted because it's not psych creation, not inevitable that the food's going to cook in that little amount of time, and that's also been a Rabbi Shlomo that's permitted. Dish number 63, Chaznish writes that it seems that it's no prohibition of putting other things in Kli Sheni Meikra Din, even if the heat in the Kli Sheni is like the Shev Yad Nechles, that's literally could burn someone, because since it's not mentioned in the Rishon Turshuk Anoch, and even though the smag is stringent, he only makes it forbidden by bread because it's baked and it's easily cooked. And he adds in, however, the custom is to be stringent, not to put food that's not cooked in the Kli Sheni, like the Pinimish the Brew, because in Tzemetzik Mavash looks like cooking, and because in the Shev Yad Nechles way, you have to be stringent regarding Yisr Shabbos, and it's very difficult to evaluate if the heat of the Kli Sheni is the Shir Yad Nechvez Bay or only the Shir Yad Seledz Bay. I would have been safe Yireim HaSholem, it's explicit, like the Bindu Mishnah Berurah, not to put any food in the Kli Sheni, and also if forbidden to put in the Kli Shlishi, because we're not really bekeen, we're not well versed in the understanding of foods that are easily cooked. And this grill holds that had the Chaznish seen the words of the Yireim in their source, for sure he would have been concerned for them. Now, if the heat of the Kli Shlishi is such a measurement that's possible to eat the food inside of it continuously, meaning Kli Shlishi is like you could continue eating without stopping, but the Lashem holds, then you could rely on those who hold that it's considered as something that the heat is not yet seledz by, and therefore it's permitted like a tchilah to put inside of it all the food ends that are not definitely Kali Bishel, even though they're touching solids that are there. Dish number 64, Mishabur said that Kli Sheni is not mevashel anything. Now, why? So Tyson Shabbos Daf Mem and Beis explains, because since this secondary vessel was not ever on the fire, so its walls are not hot, and therefore the food continues to cool down, which is not the case by a Kli Rishon, by a primary vessel that was on the fire itself. Chaznish explains that a Kli Sheni, the secondary vessel, is quick to cool down, but a Kli Rishon, that holds on to the heat, and it cools down little bit by little bit. Shlomo Zalman points out that because a Kli Rishon, that the heat is 60 Celsius approximately, for sure it's going to cook when it's going to cook less than a Kli Sheni that's 95 degrees Celsius. So how's that possible? So he answered the Chum was stringent to make it forbidden to put food in the Kli Rishon, even in a way that's not meant to cook when it, because it doesn't have sufficient heat, because since it is applicable to have Bishul in a way when the heat is very strong, which is not the case by Kli Sheni, which cannot cook even when it has a strong amount of heat because its walls are cold. And that's as Burton Chadushay Rimei Kazes, and look later in Sekhot Namches, and to share what Yad Nech Bisba is, the Pin Chayod, that even the Kli Sheni would be Mvashal. Now, a cup that was heated up by pouring hot water inside of it, the Yashav holds that even though its walls are hot and they don't cool down what's inside of it, however, it's not considered as a Kli Rishon because it was not heated from the fire itself. Dish number 65. Mishmu says we're not Peking, we don't know what's considered soft to have this halacha kali bishul. Now, the reason that onions are not considered like spices, that it's permitted to put into Kli Sheni, as brought later on Sibkot Samachet, Chubazigis Measure writes, is because onions are fit to eat and they're also obligated mice, and he adds on to put them in the Kli Shlishi, that would be permitted. So, regarding lemons, he writes over there that prohibited to put them in the Kli Sheni and to permit them to put them in the Kli Shlishi. That's like Tzarsha Shofan writes, not to put lemon in Kli Sheni, that's been Mishum Zam and Mskarelis, and he adds on that the same thing would be with lemon juice. Or the Chaznish writes, that you're allowed to put lemon in Kli Sheni that's not Yad Nichvas, but not so hot, burning hot, and not to be stringent to judge Ms. Kali Bishop, because it's not explicit in the Gemara that it's easy to cook, not like the way Mishabu writes in Sifkot Membez. But in practice, in Sefer Bris Olam, he brings the Chaznish actually instructed to be stringent, and he adds on that it's possible his reason is that he was concerned for what he's already wrote in his Sefer, that it's hard to evaluate if the heat of the water is not the Sher B'yan Nechvas Bay. And that's even Chubas Olitzin, that one could be lenient regarding the lemon. Dish number 66, to put a hot, solid item on the plate that has crumbs of challah, Shlomo Zalman holds it's permitted, and you don't have to be particular to shake off the piece of bread, because since you don't have the one who's putting it in intent to cook those crumbs, and you could combine the opinion of the Paiskim that are lenient regarding a salad, and the opinion of the Paiskim that are lenient regarding Bishul HaChafiyah. Now, to place a pickled, a pickle on top of a hot, you know, they have your shami kugel, they have these pickles on top of it, Shlomo Zalman writes that it's permitted because since he's not intending to cook the pickle, and it's not easy to cook, especially that the pickle, it gets a little ruined from the heat, and it's done like in derech of what's called mas'asik, like you're engaged in different activity. Moreover, this whole idea of a salad is not agreed by all the placekim, and that's stringent only because of the suffix. Another in B'l Yashmer, it wasn't the whole that one should be careful that the pickle and the kugel should not touch each other because the kugel is considered as a davar gush, it's a salad. However, when they touch, when unintentionally, by touching on the plate, etc., Bazna holds, you don't have to be particular about that. Now, to put hot liquid, and then afterwards to cool down on a salad, so Chubas Yigimash writes that's permitted, because since many of the Paiskim disagree on the Ika Halacha, but davar gush, and also the Chumah not to cook, lach, a liquid that cooled down is not Maker Adin, according to Ramah, the holds were lenient really by a liquid that didn't totally cool down. You could be lenient not to combine the two chumras, the two stringencies together. This is number 66. The Mishnah said, Klish Lish, and people got inclined that you could be lenient. Chaznish writes that even though from logic would seem that there's no difference between a Klish and a Klish Lish. However, since the issue of cooking bread is only a stringency, they were not stringent not to put in a Klish Lish, because in general, the water that's inside of it is not so hot, and the Shir B'yat Saled is by regarding washing from a Klish Lish onto the tea leaves. And similarly, Sivka Lama Test, the Mishnah writes, it's austere, and so regarding a baked thing, not to pour, he wasn't leaning to pour from a cliche, only in a cliche lishi. This number 68, Shir Nichvezboi, according to everyone, we said, cooks even the cliche. Now, what's the Shir Biyad Nichvezboi? The Ad Yehudi writes that you cannot stick your hand in without getting burnt. That right away when you put in, you get burnt. That's what's put in Boyash, from the Zikrelitz, look at Tripas Mechazitzchuk, and regarding the Shir Yad Saledis, so that we write later on Sivka and pay test. There's number 69. The source for the stringency of Yad Nechvezboi, the Seba Chochem as Adam writes, that it's from the Yushalmi. He adds on that you learn this even from the Aloch HaBamvati of the bath, that's mentioned in Shachanach later on Sif Yod Aleph, that since it has a great amount of heat, it cooks even the Klicheni as Mishbul later on Sifkot Ayin Bav. Chaznesh writes that even though that the source of the words of the Chayyot from Yushalmi, and the Bavli disagrees on this, however, it's difficult to be lenient regarding Isur Shabbos, and one should be stringent, even though Meikar then he says, it seems, that there is no Isur, we have discussed in Sifkot Membez, that's what the Bavli should not to be concerned for the Shit Chayyotim only in the halacha of astringency and only when it's possible. Now, explain this stringency, the true Bishop Libby writes that since the heat is so much till you get burned, so it remains the power of cooking even a klicheni and has the halacha like a klirishin. For this reason, even water and oil, that you're allowed to put in a klicheni, as brought Shachanach later in Sifkot Gimel, this grails in Rebbechem Genski hold not to put it there when it's Yad Nechvezboi. So regarding pouring from a klicheni that's Yad Nechvezboi, but Yashav holds that it cooks kedei klipa. A klicheni that's Yad Nechvezboi, but Yashav holds that it's better to be stringent regarding and treat like klirishin. According to this grails, Rebbechem Genski, that depends on the machleks between Mishmur and the Chaznesh. According to Mishmur, one should be stringent with the Chaznesh, it's possible to be leaning. Chubas Ex Mesher has said that the minig is to be lean regarding this, and it's possible even the Chayyot would agree regarding this, and that's on the Chubas Sheba Levi writes that's mutter, and he adds that it's possible that even pouring from a cliche is mutter. Now, regarding a liquid that was cooked and it got cooled down, if there's bishul, the cliche in the Yad Nechvezboi, that was discussed in Sif Cotton Chav Gimel.